listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, annual enrollment isn't just for the new to Medicare set. It's a great time to review your current client's coverage and show them how switching plans could be beneficial. It's a win-win for you, too, because it's more cost-effective to keep your clients than to seek out new business. Let's get into it. ASG Episode 94, 5 Reasons Clients Switch Medicare Plans During AEP, written by Blaine Waterloo. With the Medicare Annual Enrollment Period, or AEP, just around the corner, you should encourage your clients to review their Medicare coverage, and in some cases, help them switch to a different plan. Around 10% of Medicare Advantage enrollees switch plans year to year, and it's possible your clients are due for a change. By taking a look at their coverage before each AEP, the time each year when consumers can freely switch Medicare plans, your clients can not only save themselves money in the event that they would like a change, but also check in to make sure their current plan is still working for their lifestyle and budget. There are a few reasons and ways to switch Medicare coverage, as well as reasons to stay put. Let's start with the cost of coverage. Is your client's plan still affordable for them? Are they missing out on a lower premium for the same coverage? Help your clients compare plans, and when they're ready, enroll with Medicare Full. You can select up to 3 different plans to compare and select the product that offers up the coverage and cost that makes sense for them. Some questions your clients should consider concerning the cost of a Medicare Advantage plan are: does the plan they're considering or currently enrolled in charge a monthly premium in addition to their Part B premium? How much will they pay in copays? And make sure you figure for in and out of network copays. Does the plan have an annual deductible? What's the MOOP, or the maximum out-of-pocket limit? Are there any network restrictions? Are your clients preferred physicians in their current network or the network of the plan they're considering? Do they have a prescription drug plan? And if they do, are their current prescriptions covered? Are there any other benefits to the plan they currently have that they'd be giving up to go with another? It may also be beneficial for your client to keep in mind future needs that may come up that, while it would cost more now, would need to be covered by a more inclusive plan. Second on our list, changing needs. With age and time comes varying changes to the coverage your client needs. Here are the switches consumers can make during AEP that may help with fluctuating healthcare needs. Beneficiaries can change to or from a Medicare Advantage plan to or from Original Medicare, Parts A and B. They can purchase a Medicare supplement to pair with Original Medicare. Say they're enrolled in Medicare Advantage, they can switch from one MA plan to another. Your clients can enroll in a Part D prescription drug plan. They can switch from one Part D plan to another. And lastly, they can drop a prescription drug plan altogether. Keep in mind, these changes can also be made during a special election period, SEP for short, but those are only offered in specific scenarios, and the dates and length of a SEP are determined based on a beneficiary's specific situation. By reviewing and making proper changes during AEP, your clients have the potential to save themselves time and money. That covers changing needs, but what about when the plan itself changes? Number 3, plan changes. Of the 1 in 10 enrollees who switched their MA plan in 2014, those who'd seen a higher increase in their premium from year to year were found more apt to do so. 29% of those who switched saw an increase of $40 or more in their premium. Your clients may also be looking for a bigger network in their area, especially if theirs will shrink in the upcoming year. In 2015, more than 35% of MA beneficiaries had plans with narrow networks, encompassing less than 30% of physicians in their county. Keeping right on with changes, 4, a change in eligibility. To be eligible to enroll in Medicare Advantage, your clients must be enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B, as well as live in the service area of their MA plan. End-stage renal disease will also result in ineligibility in most cases, though there are some exceptions. Have any of these qualifiers changed for your client? On the other hand, your client may only become eligible for Medicare in the coming year. AEP is a great time to go over the process of applying for Medicare and whether or not they will be automatically enrolled. And lastly, 5, star ratings. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, have a star rating system in place to help beneficiaries discern where their current plan falls on the scale out of 5 stars. This annual checkup may reveal that they're not receiving the highest quality coverage available. The rating system is based on the following: whether members got their checkups, like screenings, vaccines, wellness visits, preventive measures to keep themselves healthy; how often members with chronic conditions received the recommended tests and treatments to manage their health; the overall experience a member has with a plan; how often Medicare experienced problems with a plan and how many complaints members have made about a plan; health and drug plan customer service; how accurate a plan's pricing information has been and the safety of its drug recommendations. While 66% of beneficiaries were in 4-star plans as of 2017, it's still within your client's best interest to review their current plan to see if there's a better quality option in their area. AEP is more than a time to enroll your clients in a new plan. It's a time to check in on your client's changing needs and consider whether their plan is the right option to manage their health for the next 12 months. And for more information on AEP, from compliance rules to selling tips, visit our show notes for additional Agent Survival Guide articles and podcast episodes. You know, this podcast is possible thanks to our amazing Agent Survival Guide team. Most of our podcast episodes are available on agentsurvivalguide.com. If you want to get in on the latest content as soon as we publish it, make sure you subscribe to the ASG email list. Now, our process for subscribing has changed a little bit. On the site, click on subscribe in the top navigation bar. A dropdown will appear for you to enter your email and click submit. That's all there is to it, and you'll be good to go. Right now, we send out ASG newsletter emails on a bi-weekly basis, but you'll also get first dibs on the latest resources we have to offer. Our subscribers were the first to be able to download copies of our social media ebook, and most recently, our ebook on selling MedSups. You get some pretty cool perks as a subscriber, so check that out. You can find the link to our site in the show notes or type agentsurvivalguide.com in your browser. Thank you so much for listening to this installment of the ASG podcast. Thanks for your support, and we will see you next episode.